My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gaiman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Sam Gaiman.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, thanks. Been a busy week. Five new campaigns launched yesterday, and also a quick happy birthday to my dad before I forget.
Sensational, and happy birthday, Mr. Gaiman. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I am well, my friend. How are you?
I'm excited, Eddie.
Why?
We've got Christopher Backman in here. We've been promising our listeners a little bit more information on Elwood 47. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
We're really excited with the success of the project so far, Chris. And we just thought it would be a great opportunity to see who's behind it and some of the motivations and thought process that have gone into building a prestigious boutique building of 17 apartments only. And
are there only 17 in Elwood 47?
There are indeed. And so that's a rarity. Wow. It's a rarity in itself, getting away from that 40 to 50 to 60
Absolutely.
Apartment dwellings that we're often selling. So I just wanted to, I guess, let the listeners understand a little bit behind both Chris and his father, Alan, that have got the family business there. So how long have you guys been in the business game, and how did you get into building?
Well, my father's been a residential builder for nearly 40 years. He started in volume building, and over the last couple of decades, he's predominantly done high-end residential.
Chris, what do you mean by volume building?
He was turning over maybe a house every couple of weeks, and his brother. Yeah, so they were pumping out around Werribee, a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, the last high-end build we did took 2.5 years, just a single dwelling.
Wow.
So there's been a big shift away from cutting your teeth on that high turnover product, then going into that luxury game where there's much longer lead times and so much more detail involved in that construction.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I've grown up with that. My whole life, Dad's been doing the more high-end stuff. Construction's always been a part of my life, and I therefore chose to do construction management at university coupled with commerce.
And you worked with a commercial building firm independent of your father for 6 years, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I worked with a large commercial builder on a number of different jobs, ranging from $2 million through to $35 million.
So how about we get back to the luxury of Elwood 47? What can I expect?
I guess with all projects, Eddie, there's a starting point. So, from my point of view, I really want the listeners to understand what Chris and Alan actually liked about the site and the project. What is it? Because they bought the site with the permits.
Yes.
And they've improved the permits. So it did come with 23 apartments. They've made it better by reducing the actual number of apartments down to 17, and also by virtue of that, increasing the size of each apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We looked extensively for quite some time to find a site that we felt would be suitable for producing a high-end apartment development. The location was paramount. Obviously, a quality build needs to go hand-in-hand with a top location. And Elwood is certainly that. What it offers really attracted us to the area. It's got the beach, walking and cycling tracks, parks and recreational spaces, restaurants and cafes. It has a real village feel about it. It's very laid back and relaxed, yet it can be vibrant and exciting at the same time.
So it's a selling lifestyle.
Yeah, well, that's right. And our site in particular is right across the road from the beach.
Nice.
It's a top spot, and only a 5-minute walk to the shops.
In fact,
as well.
Sam, you and I have actually launched a few beach towels and a few tennis balls into that water there. The beautiful sands there of Elwood.
We have. I do all my training for the Pier to Pub at Lawn, and just at that beach
listen
there.
To him.
but Chris, was the view something? The views in the beach location, was that really just the icing on the cake, the bonus, or was that something that you'd always desired to do something beachfront? Is this a first sort of beachfront project for you? Or?
Yeah, it is the first beachfront project. It's not something that we were thinking about when we were looking for a property, but that coupled with, just the great location in terms of closeness to the city, closeness with public transport and a range of different shopping options, etc. We thought it just added to that and was just a top spot. It really set it apart from a lot of the other developments and properties that we had researched in the lead up to purchasing this property.
Absolutely.
This is My Real Estate, back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. All thanks to Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. 95311245, the one central number to call. 95311245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman, we know Bayside. 95311245. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling from overseas, our country code is 61, then 39531-1245. We continue now talking off the plan and Elwood 47, Torsten.
Yes, Chris, I guess one of the things that really attracted me to the association that Chisholm and Gayman and yourself and your father and the project in Elwood 47 have had is just the detail into the variants of the designs. Each apartment has its own personality and they're very different in shape and format.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As you mentioned before, we rearranged all of the spaces to reduce the number of apartments on the permit from 23 down to 17. And that meant that each apartment became a lot more generous. You know, after all, very few people, and particularly downsizers, don't want to move into a tiny apartment. So that's why the additional space and extra storage capacity was really important to us.
So, Chris, on average, how much bigger are these apartments from the average apartment?
On average, around about 3 to 4 squares. Or
so that's in the old?
Yeah, that's in the old. Mm. Or you might be more comfortable with 30 to 40 square metres.
Which is significant in the sense that not only is it just the physical size, and Sam and I, what we're very big fans of, aren't we, Sam, is efficient design. And so
maximising space.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. When you think of a house, you lose a lot of area in hallways, you lose a lot of area in staircases. These are completely efficient. I mean, you get to maximise every inch of space, really.
And where the positioning of the glazing as far as windows and the efficiency of that footprint, which to the credit of both Chris and Alan, they've come to us and worked with the architects to actually, as I say, create designs that have got fantastic livability. And that's the key. So that it's not just the location, it's also the livability. And I guess that's the next aspect to it is getting into the quality of the actual project, Chris.
Yeah, just further to that, it's allowed us to introduce things such as island benches to the kitchen, study nooks, bigger living areas, and obviously reducing the number of apartments has meant that we can spread the balcony space across fewer apartments as well. In terms of some of the qualities of the apartments, we have, on average, a 6-star energy rating across the building. Also, we felt that acoustic treatments would be really important in this building to achieve a high level of occupant amenity.
So there's been a lot of acoustic engineering involved.
Yeah, that's correct. We've had an engineer on site to monitor and test, and then provide advice to us about appropriate glazing types, insulation, wall types.
So you've really pulled out all stops on the acoustic barriers.
But the guys really have, and that comes right across the board with the entire project.
So, Chris, it's really obvious to us that you've really been very thoughtful in dealing with things that are going to attract the owner-occupier. And as the selling agent, we're really excited with the extra mile that you've gone to make sure that the level of finishes are really at a premium, you know, at a premium standard. So what are some of those inclusions for those listening that aren't, fully up to speed with Elwood 47? Why don't we give them a rundown?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, as you said, we've really made it our focus to make sure that the selections in the apartments are fitting for the price point and also for a really high-quality development. These inclusions are not upgrade options, but they're standard. Some of these inclusions are things such as Roger Seller sanitary hardware, Miele ovens, cooktops, microwaves and integrated dishwashers. The apartments also have stone benchtops and stone in the bathrooms.
Wow.
And also we have included fully integrated fridges and freezers.
We're talking luxe here.
We really are.
Yeah.
The guys have been really keen to make sure they've employed the best stylists to make sure that they're at the forefront of where style and tone is and also the actual brands that are going into the apartments.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. We're talking off the plan today and we're talking luxury. We're talking Elwood 47. Torsten.
So there are some other extra finer details, just to let the listeners know the extent that you guys have gone to.
Yeah, that's right. We've also included Daikin ducted heating and cooling via linear bar grills rather than your more standard split systems. We've tried to go the extra mile by adding luxury items such as double sinks with waste disposal units, bathtubs, walk-in robes, bevel edge mirrors, kitchen island benches, and soft closed doors and drawers to cabinetry. Also, we felt it was quite important to have a secure building, so we've got card reader access to gain entry, and there's also CCTV video monitoring.
So it sounds to me, Chris, that somebody that's stepping out of a house or maybe, you know, coming into an apartment for the first time, they're not compromised in any way, are they? I mean, they're getting those house-sized kitchens, the island benches, the storage. I mean, that's just fantastic. It gives you guys a great point of difference.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We wanted to keep the apartment spacious and, just make it a really comfortable apartment to move into for downsizes and the like.
Chris, and given that this is your first building in Bayside, and having met you and your father, you're really wanting to leave some landmark buildings, aren't you? That's the aim as far as creating something special.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to build a development here that people will recognise and appreciate, and most importantly, which is cherished by its occupants. We put our heart and soul into the projects that we're involved with because we don't want to put our name to anything that we're not proud of. And if that's not enough incentive to deliver a wonderful product, we also have two different family members that have also purchased in the building already.
Now, that's commitment.
Absolutely. So two family members have already purchased into the complex, which means that there are only 15 left.
Well, it's even better than that for the project's point of view, Eddie. There's only 9 available. It's been a huge success so far for the reasons that Chris has talked about. But certainly one of the key elements here is that in that design that we talked about, there is no weak apartment in the project. So every apartment available has its own unique features and aspects. So it's really, I urge our listeners to call our offices and organise a personalised tour of the actual display suite so we can go through their individual needs and work out which is the best apartment for them. But Sam, one of the things that we're finding with new projects where they're lacking is understanding where the future of transport's going, and electric cars are such a big way of the future, and the guys have really considered this.
Yeah, we've made sure that there is charge points accessible from every single car space in the basement for electric cars.
There's a PowerPoint.
A special one, Eddie.
A special PowerPoint.
Yes. think an expensive PowerPoint.
A very expensive special PowerPoint.
These things are very hard to retrofit, so the fact that Chris is future-proofing the building is a really special thing.
How good is that? And I'm assuming that there are still considerable stamp duty savings to be had?
Some terrific stamp duty savings. So, as I say, it's the ideal time to get yourself involved. And one of the other aspects I think needs to be pointed out is that with the current legislative changes that the government is looking to introduce, the opportunities for developers to be able to build these boutique apartments is going to get harder. So the end value, Chris, of the end product can only appreciate longer term at a faster rate in a smaller building.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're really fortunate to have this site because all the time development sites like this are becoming fewer and further between as planning policies change, etc. So it's just a great opportunity for ourselves and also for potential purchasers in the building.
So Sammy, TK, Chris, is there anything else that's extra special about Elwood 47?
Well, Sam, I think we very rarely get the opportunity to sell properties that have got the best view in Elwood. And Sam, I think you and I would agree that this really is part of the Golden Mile section of Elwood. It abuts Bendigo Avenue. So it's, as I say, as far as a precinct is concerned, you're getting the best of Elwood's water views, the best part of what I consider Elwood Beach, and most importantly, they're walking distance to the village.
Yes, and you're walking distance to both ends of the village. So you've got both bookends. You've got the Elwood Village up near Turtle Cafe, which is pretty iconic, and that's towards the Glen Huntly Road end. And then as you come back towards Elstonwick Park, you've got another section of cafes in the main village.
It's so that Elwood lifestyle.
It's perfect, and you're perfectly positioned between both points, and you've got parks and sporting facilities all around you.
And Chris, I think the other thing that you and Ellen have been really clever with has been the outdoor spaces as well. People are not just buying the indoor space, but where the guys have been generous is they've got some terrific outdoor space, enough there for the outdoor furniture and barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. We've tried to incorporate as larger terraces as we can. We haven't kept them to the minimum requirements or anything like that. In particular, the penthouses have a rooftop terrace as well with undercover barbecue facilities and fantastic views as well.
And in fact, there is only one of those left. So if you're wanting to have Elwood, in fact, Bayside's best two-bedroom penthouse,
wow,
Elwood 47 is it.
Gentlemen, thank you. That's where we've run out of time for this week. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Torsten, Sam, thanks again for coming in. Where can people see more about Elwood 47?
Look, there's an Elwood 47 website or the Chisholm and Gaiman website. Mm-hmm. Both have got all the information. But as I say, contact the office and make your private appointment.
We'll do it all again next week. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.